Welcome to the 19th session of the Buck Baldwin Radio Show on 8:30 a.m. KSDP Sandpoint, Alaska. I'm Buck Baldwin, and you are about to hear 2 hours of great music from my generation. Tonight's theme is names. All the song titles are names. A special treat is tonight's trifecta of artists. The first set is all Beatles. The second set is a blend of artists such as Jackson Browne, Roy Buchanan, the Allman Brothers, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Fleetwood Mac, and Jimi Hendrix. The third and final set is all Rolling Stones. It's been a long while since the Rolling Stones Hour played, so tonight you'll get a great dose of Stones and some of their very best recordings. Let's get to it now with everyone's favorite come April 15th, Taxman.
One, two, three, four. One, two.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah.
Look at all the lovely people. say is meaningless, but I say it just to reach you, Julia. Julia, Julia, ocean child calls me, so I sing the song of love, Julia. Shell eyes, windy smile calls me, so I sing the song of love, Julia. Her hair of floating sky is shimmering, glimmering in the sun. Julia, Julia, morning moon, touch me, so I sing the song of love. Only speak my mind, Julia. Julia, sleeping sand, silent cloud, touch me, so I sing a song of love, Julia. Sing a song of love for Julia, Julia, Julia.
Thank you.
She was a working girl, north of England way.
Now she's hit the big time.
In the USA. And if she could only hear me, this is what I'd say. Honey pie, you are making me crazy. I'm in love but I'm lazy, so won't you please come home? Oh, honey pie, my position is tragic. Come and show me the magic of your Hollywood song. You became a legend of the silver screen, and now the thought of meeting you makes me weak in the knee. Oh, honey pie, you are driving me frantic. Sail across the Atlantic to be where you belong. Honey pie, come back to me. So won't you please come home? Come, come back to me, honey pie.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that, he said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin. He said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Came He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out, and he left it no doubt.
Does not occur. agree, and he tells them so. Oh, oh. But as the words are leaving his lips, a noise comes from behind.
Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver hammer came down upon his head. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver hammer made sure that he was dead.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Buck Baldwin Radio Show on 830 AM KSDP Sandpoint, Alaska. We're also streaming on the web. If you'd like to contact me, I'm the Buck and the Buck Baldwin Radio Show. Send an email to buckfaldwin@gmail.com. As promised, the first set was all Beatles. From the album Revolver, we heard Taxman and Eleanor Rigby. From the White Album, I played Julia, Dear Prudence, and Honey Pie. From Abbey Road, I shared Rocky Raccoon, Polythene Pam, Maxwell's Silverhammer, and Oh Darling. And ending the Beatles set, I played The Ballad of John and Yoko off the U.S. versus John Lennon movie soundtrack. Now, back to more fine music by a variety of my favorite artists. Let's get it going with Jackson Browne.
She was standing at the loading when the trucks rolled up. She was sniffing all around like a half-grown female pup. She wasn't hard to talk to, looked like she had no. So I gave her a pass so she could get in and see the show. And I sat her down right next to me and I got her a beer. While I mixed that sound on the stage so the band could hear. More I thought of to say. When they walked off stage, the drummer swept that girl away. But Rosie, you're alright. You wear my ring when you hold me tight. Rosie, that's my thing. When you turn out the light, I got to hand it to me. Looks like it's me and you again tonight, Rosie. Well, I guess I might have known from the start she'd come for a star. Could have told my imagination not to run too far. Of all the times that I've been burned, by now you'd think I'd learned that it's who you look like, not who you are.
You gotta keep that in mind.
Rosie, you're alright. You wear my ring when you hold me tight. Rosie, that's my thing. When you turn out the light, I got to hand it to me. Looks like it's me and you again tonight. Oh, looks like it's me and you again tonight. Looks like it's me and you again tonight, Rosie.
The legend lives on from the Triple Bone down. up the big lake, the Colgan sugar mill. The lake, it is, never gives up for dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With the load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Etna and the Fitzgerald weighed empty. The big ship and true was a bung to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with the crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night when the ship's bell rang, it'd be the north wind they'd been feeling. The wind in the wild made a tattletale sound, and a wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain, in the face of a hurricane west wind. Supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the big ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, in the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn in minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay, they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, but they might have capsized. They may have broke even to the water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Their ice water mansion. Oh, Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are the sportsmen. Farther below Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for it.
strange man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Kitchigoomy. Superior, they say, never gives up for dead when the gales of November come early.
Isabel wasn't born with a silver spoon in her mouth. She probably had less than every one of us. But when she knew how to walk, she knew to bring the house down. Can't blame her for her beauty. She wins with her hands down. Jezebel, what a belle, looks like a princess in her new dress. How did you get that? Do you really want to know? She said, it would seem she's on her way. It's more than just a dream. She put on her stockings and shoes, had nothing to lose. She said it was worth it. Reach for the top. Shine. Every winter was a war, she said. I want to get what's my.
Said you give me life, but you never told me about the